Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is December the 21st, 2020. Well, last night on my way home from church, I was listening to the radio. I was listening to XM Enlighten, and they had some Christmas songs on. And a song came on the radio that I remember from a Christmas program in the past. And I think it was from when I was a boy. And that song is always just a blessing. It's got a smooth melody. And it talks about one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And that's what I want to talk about in my devotions this morning. Have you ever heard that song, Cherish That Name? The lyrics from the song discuss the angel that told Mary that she would have a son. And of course, the Scripture that is discussing is Matthew 1:21. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's one of my top two verses. Ephesians 2:4 is my favorite verse. This one is second. It's because of the definitive language. You know, he shall save his people. There is no doubt that Jesus is going to save his people. He is going to accomplish the work that he set out to do in their lives. And so that verse means a lot to me, because I understand that the reason that I'm saved today is because Jesus is saving his people. It doesn't have anything to do with my works or my ability or anything. It's just because Jesus is saving me. So I love that passage. But that song goes on in the lyric. If you will read and study the lyrics, it goes on to say, no other name can save or heal that emptiness within your heart. And that kind of puts me in mind of another song. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. You know, I can remember when the Lord changed my life. I can remember when that emptiness was filled with the peace of God that passes all understanding. I can remember when my heart was healed, that the guilt and the shame was taken away, and I was born again. I can remember that. Can you remember that? Can you remember being in that condition where your heart was empty? Can you remember when your heart was sick? You know, it's not as fresh as it was 35 years ago, but I can remember being under the weight of condemnation. I can remember wanting to die because of the guilt and the shame that I had because of my sin. And I can remember that name, Jesus, that filled my heart and healed my heart. That's what makes that name Jesus so wonderful. So the song goes on and says, when other names have come and gone, that name will still live on. The name of Jesus is eternal. Remember the book of Acts, chapter number 4 and verse 12 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name, Jesus. The song then says, his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Cherish that beautiful name. Cherish that wonderful name. Cherish that matchless name. That name is Jesus. That brings me to another song from my childhood. My mom and a couple of her friends used to sing in church. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Are you like me and you recognize and know that there's just something special about that name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It fills our heart with joy and peace as we remember that we've been saved by the name Jesus. Yesterday at church, I preached. Who made the statement, come follow me? It was Jesus. So we talked about those who follow Jesus. We're disciples, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be following Jesus. And you know who's going to follow Jesus? Those who know that Jesus is Master and Savior. Those that know that Jesus has changed their lives. Those that know that He has rescued them. You know what they will always do? They will always cherish that name Jesus. Well, this week we're leading up to the celebration of the birth of Jesus. And just remember the value of that name. Cherish that name, Jesus. He has saved His people from their sins. If He's saving you from your sins, if He's saved you from your sins, He's given you eternal life, and you'll never perish. He's taken your guilt. He's taken your shame. And you stand whole because of the name Jesus. Cherish that name today. Let's pray. Jesus, as we celebrate your incarnation this week, I pray that you'll encourage your people. Lord, I pray their hearts will be filled with love as they recognize once again the plan of God to guarantee their redemption. I pray, Lord, that your people will always cherish your name, that we will be filled with awe as we remember all that you've done for us. You've provided eternal life for your people. I pray that we will always cherish your name, because there is no other name whereby we must be saved other than name Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.